Oh man, it's a good night tonight. God's presence is good. Praise God. As you may know, we're in the middle of a series called A Call to Character. How many of you guys have been enjoying the series? It's been good. We're kind of breaking down a scripture that we use really in foundation for developing leadership here, and it's out of 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. It says, be an example, say example. In your speech, in your life, in your love, in your faith, in your spirit, and in your purity. And these are the things that we're talking about. And right now, we're kind of wrapping up the series on being an example in our character when it is concerning how we talk in our speech. How many of you guys have been challenged by the last few messages? Yeah. Been sleeping with the two sisters was gossip and slander. Out of the abundance of your mouth, the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, right? Last week we talked about the power of our praise, the power of our words of encouragement, and how they can plant seeds that will produce life in somebody all the way into eternity. But there's power in your words. Wow. That was a giant spit trajectory. You need like some plastic right there to protect yourself. Sorry, she's a newcomer too. It's your first time at GM. How was it? Oh, it was sort of wet. I don't know what having a Holy Spirit experience like that before. It's like Holy Spirit rain. Praise God. Today, the title of my message today is Silence, a Fool's Best Friend. Silence, a Fool's Best Friend. You can turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 28. Before we go there, I just want to encourage you that how many of you guys believe that church is important? It's important to be a church. It's important to be learning. It's important to be growing spiritually. Now, I want to ask you, think about your sphere of influence. Who do you know that needs to be at church? You got to know at least three people that either don't know Jesus or don't go to church and should be in church. Come on, how many of you guys know at least three people? Raise your hand, seriously. Now, I want you to bring your friends to church. If you believe in the church you go to, then you bring people that you believe in, that you believe need to know Christ, you bring them to church. Amen? It's part of the church culture. It's part of using your influence to build God's kingdom. So I want to encourage you, exhort you as your pastor, that you need to be getting invite cards out there. We have those for you. Those are available for you to pick up, not to just look at them. So cool. I love the way that graphics looks. I mean, Jessica is so good with graphics. No, you need to take a handful of them suckers, stick them in your pocket. When you're talking to your friends, you say, hey, no, do you know Jesus? Have you ever been to church? You need to come to church. I got a great church for you to go to. You're going to be loved. Worship's great. Our worship pastor, he is good looking. He's married. And they're going to have like 20 kids, I think. They're on the pace for like 20 kids. But he is good looking. And he sings like an angel. Come on. So get them invite cards out. Invite your friends. Share your faith with your friends. Tell them you love Jesus. Show them you love Jesus. Use your words to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to your friends and your community. Amen. Invite people to church. Bring them every week. Amen? All right. So if you got your Bibles on Proverbs 17 and verse 28, right? Silence, a fool's best friend.
You suck a fool. You better step up and recognize Caracas.
17 verse 28. Even a fool, everybody say fool, is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. Hold your tongue. Come on, hold that thing. Get a hold of that sucker. Somehow grab your tongue. Come on. Even a fool is made wise. He looks wise in the eyes of other people if he keeps silent. And he is even seeming discerning if he holds his tongue. Not physically holding his tongue with his fingers,
but holding his words. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 11, verse 12, a man of understanding holds his tongue. Silence. I don't really know Spanish. I only know that's true because I always talked in class, in Spanish class, and my teacher would always say that to me. Cállate. What is she saying? She's saying, shut up. A fool's best friend. Silence, a fool's best friend. Let's pray. Come on, you guys excited tonight? Let's pray. Father God, we ask you for your blessing on your word tonight, that you'd move in power tonight. God, that our lives be changed by your word, God, that we would no longer be fools. God, that we be wise in our words, God. Teach us tonight. Expose your word tonight. Peel it open, God. Change our lives. Reveal to us the rhema, the life you have in your word for us today in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, a fool is known by his multitude of words. A fool is known by his multitude of words. The less you speak, the more value your words have. See, the more you say, the more you talk, the more likely you are to exaggerate. The more you talk, the more likely you are to slander. Ooh, we talked about that. The more likely you are to gossip, right? The more words you use, the more likely you are to stretch the truth. Now, you know what? When I was growing up, I used to get myself up and early, and I just be in my uns, you know, and you guys, you just like to go up and look in the fridge in your underwear. I don't know why, but guys just like to do this. Poor moms and sisters of the world. You wake up, you're like, for the love of everything sacred. Bikini striped leopards. See, I grew up in the 80s, and those were cool. Right? The bikini stripe. Good loving. Those are bad nightmares. Seeing myself in the mirror. You get up. You don't know why. You're not even hungry. You're just bored. You crack open the fridge and you get paused. You're just like, okay, here we go. Like you're stretching for some Olympic event. Okay. There we are. Close it. Open the top one. Yes. And all of a sudden, what do you hear from the back? Boy! What's she doing with that fridge open? What's she trying to do? Cool off the whole house? Easy now. We have a hernia. Mama's like, we don't live in Texas. We're heating the house with money. And you're trying to cool it with the fridge. You're just standing there, lost out in outer space, just looking inside. They're just checking out. Mom's like, quit looking in my fridge. You're letting all the cold air out. You know what costs money to keep that thing cold? You know, you keep that thing open long enough, what does it do? Everything inside, the milk starts getting warm. Cheese gets all soft. Right? Yogurt. Yogurt is not good warm. Just seriously, when it's all runny and like, no jello, the bananas are now at the bottom. They used to be floating in the middle. There's no more jiggle going on in your jello. Right? All of the value that that fridge has when it's closed is gone. You open that thing up and just leave it open. I don't know why I like to make that sound. I just do. And you leave that thing open. Sorry. Then all the cold air just goes out.
And even if you're really hot one day on that one hot Alaskan summer day, you're just like, in your uns, you're just like, oh, Mom, I just want to cool off. Got the freezer open, the fridge open. She's like, boy, go get in the tub with cold water. If you leave that thing open, it begins to lose its value. The other thing that happens when you leave the, you open the fridge and you leave it open too long is that when it loses its value, things begin to go bad. They just begin to spoil. That milk used to smell so good. You just want to, like, all of a sudden it's getting chunky. Oh, man, how many guys ever open up a bottle of milk and then you just, like, not looking, just chunks and, like, cottage cheese just rolling down your throat, you know? It's foul. Yeah, try burping that up for a day. You know, one of the things that happens is moms don't like it when you just go open in the fridge and all your friends can see in there. It's like personal business. You know, it's like you're looking inside a mom's, like, special place. You know, you, like, open it up and they can see if it's dirty, if it's messy, or if there's, like, some mold growing on the bottom. Mom's like, boy, shut the fridge. Don't let all your friends look in my fridge. You know, your buddies come over, they start opening up your fridge. Mamas don't like that. There's all kinds of different fridges, too, you know. There's the big fridge. It's got that big old mouth on it. Open that thing up. It's like, I could fit all of the milk at Cars in my fridge. Or you got those small fridges, those fridges that are hard to open. Just can't get them open. Sometimes they just stay sealed. Then you got those two-faced fridges. You can open up and get two sides of the story. Get the over and under fridge, you know? And then you got a whole different program going on down below, don't you? It's a little bit colder down there. When we think about our lives and how much we talk and what we say, and the more we talk, the Bible says, in the abundance of our words, that sin abounds. Even a fool is thought wise when he keeps silent, and discerning when he holds his tongue. Now, if you always stand all day long with your fridge, your mouth wide open, just talking all the time. Oh, did you see Sarah? Oh my gosh, can you believe it? I just keep going there, and she's so amazing. And can you believe what I saw today? I saw the coolest movie. Just keep going on and on and on and on. You just keep that fridge wide open. Everybody just get a good look at everything that's inside. Everything. Good, bad, and the ugly. You just keep the wide mouth of our fridges open by our words. By just keep talking on and on and on. All of a sudden, guess what people get to see?
They get to see it all.
They get to see all of who you are. Whether you want them to or not, you just keep talking, talking, talking. All of a sudden, everybody knows, ooh, that guy's just not the smartest guy I ever saw. All of a sudden, you start to seem and look a little bit foolish. Because the reality is inside of all of our fridges, even some fridges are a little cleaner than others. Some fridges don't have all the mold growing inside of them. And we keep up on them and we work a little harder and maybe there's some more valuable food in there. We got better vegetables. You go in that fridge, it's like, oh, there's something good to eat in there. Every time you open it, you're like, oh, right? But sometimes people just got junk food in there. They just got rotten stuff in there. But the reality is the more you keep your mouth open, the more you talk, the more people are going to know what's going on inside you. I want everyone to know how terrible I am. I want everyone to know how dumb I am. Because it's just not very smart, and I want everybody to know. So I'm going to talk,
and talk and talk. I get that way. See, we all know that we need to be working on what's inside of our fridge. We all know that we need to be working on our character. If you relate character to the food inside your fridge, everybody knows they need to be working on it. But if you keep your mouth open all the time, if you never learn to be silent, then you're going to lose the value of the good character, the good food, the good things you do have inside your fridge that you do need to share with other people, that people do need to eat from. They don't need to be eating all the rotten, moldy food in your fridge. You know what? You need to open that thing up, grab something, and give it to them. The good stuff. You just leave that thing wide open. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 that there is a time to tear, there is a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. See, we need to learn when to let out the cold air out of our fridge. We need to learn when to let out words, when to speak, when to be silent, when to keep that fridge closed and say, you know what? This just isn't the right time for me. You know, a lot of guys, especially younger guys, we struggle with this. I did all the time. It's like, we just don't know when to be funny. You know? We just like think, yeah, it's right in the middle of class, and I know my teacher is just totally in the middle of the lecture, but, oh, yeah! Yeah! And all the girls in the back are going, so mature. Even up into college, amen. How many guys have been in college classes with guys like that? You're like, good lord, are you in the eighth grade? There's a time to speak and to share wisdom. There's a time to speak truth. There's a time to speak love, encouragement into people's lives. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to be funny. And there's a time to be serious in life. And we've got to learn when those times are. We've got to learn when to open our fridge and share what's good inside. We need to learn to open our fridge with other people and say, hey, look, I'm really struggling with this. Check out this mold. Isn't that nasty? Oh, my gosh. Could you help me clean it? You know? But you don't just tell that to anybody. You don't just keep your mouth wide open and say, guess what, everybody? I'm really struggling with pornography. You're like in the middle of the lunchroom. Everybody's like,
did he just say pornography out loud?
I'm pretty sure he just did. You got to learn when to be silent. You don't just go tell the whole school,
I just really need to repent for.
No. Keep your fridge shut, son. You go to your close friend that you can trust, that is trustworthy, and you open your fridge and you show him that mold. Okay? Them rotten carrots. All right, you show him that nasty old chunky milk. Nummy, nummy. Proverbs 29:20 says, observe people who always talk before they think. Everybody say think. Just like Pooh Bear. Come on. Think. Even simpletons are better off than they are. Even simpletons are better off than people who talk before they think. Ready, fire, aim. Sometimes we just fire them words off and hope that we can aim them as we go. Bullets don't work like that. Words don't work like that. You pull the trigger and it's aimed at somebody. That's where it's going. Once that word gets out, there's no more aiming, guys, gals. We've already talked about how powerful our words are and how important they are in our character and how important they are in our communities. How powerful they can be in someone's life and how destructive they can be in someone's life, right? So we need to be really careful with them. They're like a loaded gun. We can't ready, fire, aim. We have to learn when to let those things out. We have to learn to think before we speak. We learn to think when we're silent. Say silent. He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. Calamity. She was a famous Western woman. Calamity Jones. Jane. Jeans. Wow. I want to encourage you about a principle that my brother taught me when I was young. My brother is amazing. How many of you guys know Elias? My brother is almost exactly like Elias. I'm not even joking. Elias is a little better looking than my brother, but... Sorry. Jeremiah, if you ever hear this CD, I love you. My brother is a very amazing guy. He is an amazing guy. He knew this principle from the time he was just tiny. He's like, all the time, he has the freedom to not have an opinion. It's amazing. I'm telling you, amazing. My family is pretty opinionated, and I kind of take after them. My brother he's a freak in my family, and he's amazing, but he's a freak, and he will just listen to the most outrageous, off the wall, not even accurate bizarreness from my family. I can't even describe it to you. It's so bizarre. And they'll just, bleh, and he just goes, wow. He really makes this kind of face. Huh. That's interesting. And that's it. That's it. And he's done. He's home free. He's free and clear. He never gets into trouble. When we were kids, he never got into trouble. Ever. Because he knew this principle. He was free. He was liberated from having an opinion. He has an opinion. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He's got an engineering degree in computer engineering from Rochester Institute of Technology, and he makes a lot more money than me. But he is liberated to not have an opinion. I want to encourage you today. I want to liberate you today. You're free. You are free. Freedom! Today, you can have your freedom. From the pressure that's been waiting upon you all these years. The burden. Oh, her shoulder hurts. Don't touch it. It's painful. It's the weight of the world. Freedom. I liberate you today. You don't have to know everything. You don't. You don't have to have an opinion about everything. You can be free. Isn't that a good joke? My brother never got in trouble when he was a kid. Because you never get in trouble for things you didn't say. You just don't. You don't get in trouble for things you didn't say. Calvin Coolidge said that. You just are free. So many times we feel like we have to have this great intellectual ability to just talk about any subject. And we have to be able to have an argument prepared, this great discourse. In line, just in case someone says this thing on every subject, because we can. Every single subject, I have an opinion, because I am the great enigma of the world. Because I know it all. I remember one day when I was in junior high, and I was just telling my dad how much I knew about something. And then later on in the day, I was telling him how much more I knew about something else. And I'm telling you, I was 13. And then I told him some more about something I knew more than him. And he just couldn't take it anymore. He grabs me by the face. And my dad's a good dad. This was the right thing to do. He grabs me by the face. Bam! Slams me in the wall and just gets me up on my toes. Boy. I'm not even joking. Do you know how old you are? You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up, or I'm going to break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. I'm like, that was a scary moment. I learned a really good lesson that day. Maybe, just maybe, I don't actually know what I'm talking about. I know it was a surprise to me. It could be a surprise to you.
that there are subjects that you don't actually know about. Ask me something about China. I pretty much know what Chinese people look like. But other than that, and basically where they are on the map, I don't know the history of China. I can't even carry on an intellectual conversation about China. Nor can I talk about breeding animals. I don't know anything about this. Coloring hair? Doing nails? These things, you know what? I'm going to be silent. I don't have to have an opinion about them, and neither do you. I want to encourage you to become aware of who you are. Be aware of what you know. Be aware of you where you begin and where you end. Be aware of what you know and where that begins and where it ends. Be aware of where your grace, your gift begins and where it ends. Just be aware. And be free. Be liberated to know. You do not have to have all the answers. The Bible says in John 8, verse 32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Here is the truth. You don't have all the answers. You can't know everything. You won't know everything. And guess what? Here's the truth. No one expects you to know. Guys, especially, listen, nobody expects it of you. It's okay. It'll be okay. Your ego will survive. Today, it's taking a beating, but you will make it through. I promise. You will make it through. You don't know everything, and you won't. And the truth of that will liberate you. It will set you free. Proverbs 10:19 says, more talk, the less truth. The wise measure their words. The more talk that happens, the less truth comes forth. And the wise measure their words. Proverbs 10:19 says, don't talk too much, for it fosters sin. Be sensible. Turn off the flow. Just turn it on. No more drippy drippy. Just turn that flow. Just turn it on. You don't have to have that thing on all the time. Because fools talk too much. Chattering. Stuff they know nothing about. I want to be a fool today. I want to be a fool today. God, make me a fool today. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that when we really think about it, nobody wants to worship those words. Nobody really wants to just proclaim that over themselves, but if we think about our actions, what we actually do, how we actually use our words, what do they communicate? Are they communicating this big song that you just want to be a fool today? I don't want to close my mouth today. I want to blab all day because I like to hear my voice today. It sounds pretty. Yeah. No. No. Let me encourage you about a few things. A few things you can take home with you. This is what I call creative listening. See, when you begin to be silent, say silent, you create opportunity. You create a great opportunity to listen. You create all this space in your life to use your ears. Not for avoiding bullies in the hallway. For greater things than guys that want to stick you in trash cans and your head in the toilet. I think I'm having bad flashbacks. God wants you and I to learn the discipline of silence in our communities, with our friends, with our peers, with our teachers, with our parents.
There is no time to listen to others if you can only hear the sound of your own voice. You already know what you know. You know? You already know what you know. But you don't know what other people know. You know? So if you take the time to stop talking about what you know, you might begin to know what other people know. You know? You and I can create time to learn more if we just learn to keep our mouths shut. Don't always be talking. We do this in our relationship with the Lord. We're just always talking to Him. God, give to me, O great things, thy Lord. Bless upon me your giving, your goodness. It's on and on and on and on. Why don't you speak to me, God? I just want to hear your voice, but all I can hear is me. I don't really understand why, but I just really, really need to hear your voice on this one thing. Because Billy's going to beat me up after school, and if I go out there, what should I do? I mean, he could beat me up, and I'm just not very strong. He's so much bigger than me. My arms are, like, really small, and I think all I can see is bone. There's no muscle tissue. But God, please talk to me now. We do this in our natural relationships, and we do it with the Lord. God wants to encourage you today. He wants to exhort you. Close your mouth. Ask. Seek. Knock, be still, and know that I am God. In His still, small voice is where you will find Him. But you've got to be still. You've got to close that mouth of yours. You've got to keep it closed long enough so you can hear something. Amen? Now, here's some important things that you need to see and you need to learn about listening. Listening doesn't involve talking. There's some different ways that you can go about communicating with others. And, boy, many of you are not going to be able to see this. But that's okay. I have some water bottles here. And communicating, some communication, is a lot like bowling. It is. Because how many guys have ever been around somebody that can never shut up? They can't ever stop. And you see him coming, you're like, oh, Lord, come help me now. I got to get out of here because they're going to corner me. And I'll be there for 2 hours. I had a cousin. You get on the phone with this guy. He's like in his 40s. He'll talk to you for 2 hours. You put the phone down. My dad would do this. He put the phone down, make a sandwich. Not exaggerating. Come back. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. My mom, one time he was living with my parents when I was just a little baby. And she told me a story. So one time he just kept talking. She's like, dude, I'm going to bed. He's like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Keeps going. She goes in the bedroom, shuts the door, locks it, lays in the bed. He stands at the door and just keeps talking to her. This is communication like bowling. It's where your mouth is open all the time, and all you do is just keep talking. Oh, I missed. But you know, we're going to pretend that hit those. And now, all it is one direction. You're just trying to get what you know over to somebody and just roll it to them. You know what I know. Did you hear that? And they just knock some things over. You don't know how much they really get. You don't know how many pins you really knock over in their life. This guy, he walks into this lumber yard I was at this morning at Paul Clark's place. One of the bass player here. I went over to visit him today. And this dude just walks in. This happened today. It was hilarious. He walks in. I'm buying some wood. He comes in. He just goes, you, there, you're going to blah, 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 do this. And you're going to go whatever and blah, 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 blah. He's got this big old gnarly mullet. And he just walks out. I'm like looking. I start laughing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Who is this guy? And Paul goes, hey, he's not my boss. Nobody even listens to the guy. He just comes in and goes, blah. He's just like this big giant. Just smashes people all the time. It's this giant smash mouth. Well, that's good, effective communication. Let's take our words and just boom! Let's destroy people. Sorry about your face, ma'am. Welcome to GM. You know what? When we're in the middle of talking with people, you've got to learn to be an active listener. You're no longer a bowler. Say, I'm not a bowler. That's right. You're not a boulder anymore. You got to learn to communicate other ways. You know some other ways we communicate with people? Are you ready? You're new. What's your name? Yeah. Allie. Some people play like ping pong. They talk, and then she gets it. Yeah. And then I'm looking at how I'm going to hit it back to her. And then she's thinking about how she's going to hit it back to me all the time. Oh, all the time. All the time. All the time. All we can focus on is what my next move is going to be. What I'm thinking next. Just ping pong. But we don't ever really understand one another. All we're doing is we're so busy about trying not to get hit, not trying not to let the ball fall off the court, trying not to let, we're just back and forth all the time, not thinking about what is important to her or what she's really trying to say to me. But I'm thinking about how clever I'm going to be the next time she hits that ball to me. The next time she says something to me, I'm not listening to her. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next. This is terrible communication. And most people talk this way all the time. It is not active listening. It's very poor listening. The voice you're only listening to is your big, fat mouth. It's in your head. What is the voice you're listening to? That was a lot of spit coming out once again. Just push on through. Now, I want to encourage you about this. We need to begin to listen through. We need to begin to listen through the words that the person is saying and the way they're saying them. Actively listen to the voice of God, what God wants to say to them, and then begin to listen through what they are saying. They might be mad or frustrated or not use exactly the right words, but there's something in their heart they're trying to communicate. There's something in their life they're trying to share right now, and they're taking the time to share it with you. And you've got to learn to listen through all that stuff. Listen through the pain in their life. Listen through the hurt. Listen through all the confusion. Don't take personal attack. The Bible says don't be offended easily. It's not about that. It's about hearing the heart of that person. The Bible says we need to look to other people's interests greater than our own. We need to really love. We need to learn to be silent. Silent our mind. Actively listen to God. Actively listen to other people. When they're really talking to us, we're like, wow. Wow. That's a big deal. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't have an answer. Man, let's pray about that. You know, I don't have an answer. I'm sorry that happened to you. I just don't have an answer. I don't have an opinion. You're free when someone shares from their life to you. You're free to be silent about it. You're free to not have an opinion. Just because you're a Christian, just because you're a leader in our ministry, just because you're a pastor, if you become a pastor, you're free. You don't have to know. I don't know everything. I don't have an answer for every one of your problems. I probably never, ever will. I know I never will. But what I can do is I can sit, and I can be disciplined, and I can be like Christ, the image of God, and I can listen to you. And I can have compassion. I can understand. I can respect you. I just listen. Just keeping silent. And to begin to build with you. See, you're not bowling anymore. You're not playing ping pong. You're building. When you communicate and you learn to be silent, now you're building. Say, okay, you hold that nail. And I'll use a hammer. Okay, I'll hold the nail. You use the hammer. I'll hold that board. You saw it. We'll build something together. We'll build our lives together. As 1 Peter says, they'll be living stones built together. It all starts from what you communicate to one another, how you learn to listen to one another. Are you willing to be silent? Because silence is a fool's best friend. You don't have to have all the answers, but you can be respected in our community. You don't have to have it all figured out and all the sin worked out of your life and still be a light to the world. Because not everybody has to know everything that's ever gone on in your life. Not everybody has to hear all the foolish talk, all the little blah, 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 blah in your life. You can learn to be silent. And you can learn to share based on what the Holy Spirit lays on your heart and the good things
that he has in there, even at a young age, even if you're in junior high, even if you're a freshman. God's got good stuff in you that you can share. You can be a listening ear, an encouragement. You can be love to someone else. You can be just a shoulder to lean on. But if you're always talking, if you're always blabbing, it's just going to be foolishness that comes out. Even the good things that you had will just lose their value. Ephesians 5:1 says, follow God's example in everything you do because you are his dear children. 1 Peter 1:16 says, For he himself has said, you must be holy because I am holy. See, we're talking about a whole other standard. When we talk about a call to character and the way we talk and our words, it's a whole other standard. It says, be holy as I am holy. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You don't have to settle. You don't have to compromise. You can. You can live to a higher standard. You can be holy. I have one more thing that I want you to hear. If you just stand with me, we'll begin to pray, and I'll share this last closing thought. I want you to think about this, is that stop trying to impress people with how much you know and begin to impress them with how willing you are to know more. That's tight, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that's good. The Holy Spirit was rocking that thing. Don't try to impress them with how much you know. You know what? I just want to just challenge you today. You're not going to impress anybody with how much you know. It's just not going to happen. Because people really just want to talk about themselves. They don't really, I mean, seriously. You want to impress somebody that's older than you, somebody you respect, impress them by how much you're willing to know more. Silence of fools, best friend. Let's pray. Father God, we ask you for your blessing today. God, I ask that your fruit would just come about today, God. That the fruit of your word in life change and life transformation in your people would just come about, God. That we would use our words wisely. God, that we would see that we are agents either for good or for destruction, God, in this world. Father, that our words can produce life in people. That our words can truly create. Father, change the way we talk. Change the way we live, God. Change the way we use our words and how much we use them, God. Teach us the discipline of being silent. That we can be found wise in the workplace. We can be found wise in the schools. Lord, that people and teachers and friends would look at us and that we truly would be an example. We would be like you, Lord God. We would be holy as you are holy. God, we want to respond to this call to character. God, we want to be a higher standard. Lord, let this higher standard live inside your people. God, this is an army for you. God, you've destined this generation to change this city. And God, they'll change it through their character. Father, I speak character over them in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. You're awesome. Have a great week. We'll see you next Thursday night.